This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The popularization in media and the modest acceptance of assisted suicide by a few people is having an effect on people who seem to view themselves as avant-garde crusaders. A 54-year-old woman has pled guilty to smothering an 81-year-old man in what she calls a mercy killing. The family of 81-year-old David Peterson is not only mourning his loss, but the family experience of murder imposed on them by this crusader. Heather Davidson will serve 9 years in a British prison. The bottom line behind the move for supposed happy death or euthanasia is that killing is supposed to be a splendid way to end human suffering. So says attorney and activist Wesley Smith, who points out that if this destructive premise is accepted, the banter of choice is moot. In Belgium, a few doctors report when they kill patients without consent. Euthanasia advocates brag that only 2% of deaths in that country are reported. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. After Pennsylvania and Philadelphia area governments spent 20 years failing to inspect Kermit Gosnell's abortion practice, essentially enabling or helping to cover up the murders for which he was convicted, pro-life activists sought to offer burial to Gosnell's victims. Such requests for unclaimed bodies are typically honored, but now pro-life advocates discover that instead, a secret cremation and burial were arranged by the Philadelphia Medical Examiner. This has been Life News Radio.